loads to get through on the Sid Sound. Oh, we're going to run out of time potentially on this. And do you know what? I need to stop gasbagging and press this button. Way late. On the way, about 20 past 11, Andy Mossack will be on. He is an international travel writer and a man of mystery. He travels this globe doing reports from varying levels of luxury.
If we're honest.
And it's always a pleasure to have him on. Now, every time he's on the road, he sends me a couple of clues. I'll give you one now, one after the 11 o'clock news. Where do you think it is? On what island has he stood? I've not seen this clue before, so here we go. Clue number one. This week, I'm on an island that used to be a Spanish colony for over 400 years. It is often referred to locally as El Crocodillo, as from the air, the island is shaped like a crocodile, and there are two currencies, one for the locals, one for the tourists. So El Crocodrillo, it's shaped like a crocodile, two currencies, one for the locals, one for tourists, and it's an island that was a Spanish colony for over 400 years. Where do you reckon? Drillo, two currencies. I'm thinking about the islands of Spain, but they're all still part of Spain, aren't they? It's not a former colony, they're all parts of Spain, always were. 81333RUSS, if you think you can track him down, or maybe you know, 0800 389 3333. There is another clue that's coming after 11 o'clock. It's Pete Gabriel and Salisbury Hill. So Cool, Wham, and Edge of Heaven. Love that. Got Alanis Morissette in a moment, and a bit of Neil Diamond. Andy Mossack will be here himself. A few more guesses coming. I do have another clue, and I'll be wrapping up the Sit Sounds tonight. Particularly nice. Songs for Trees is what we've been doing, so plenty to be going through on those. So... Where in the world is International Man of Mystery?
Beep, beep.
Andy Mossack.
Beep, beep.
Lots of suggestions. Various Spanish-related islands. Cuba's been suggested. Gran Canaria. Gibraltar. We talked about El Crocodrillo. Two currencies. One for locals. One for tourists. Here is the second final clue. Oh, here we go then. The bolero, the mamba, and the cha-cha were created here. Well, the main musical form is called son. This is an island where music and rhythms are everywhere, but the capital city is perhaps more famous for its collection of classic 50s American cars. Okay. Bolero, mamba, and the cha-cha. Music and rhythm is everywhere. Capital city, more famous for its collection of classic 50s American cars. I think it's Cuba, isn't it? I wonder if he's actually in Havana itself. Hi to Robert in Scarborough. 95.5 FM, DAB Dig. Good evening, Robert. Where in the world? He may be in Cuba. P.S. Happy birthday to Marvel. Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much there. Andy is in Cuba. A second guess from Pam and the Louth Bunch. I think that might be the answer. 81333RUSS. Man himself will be here in about 10 minutes. And I'll wrap up the Sid Sounds after Alanis. Well. However. It's now time to cross the international lines and have a catch-up with Andy Mossack, our roving international travel reporter. So we had the clues about the Spanish colony, the two types of currency, El Crocodrillo, also all of the music, and classic American cars from the 1950s. And we've settled on Cuba. So let's find out if that is the case. Good evening, Andy Mossack.
Hey, buenas noches, Russ. How are you?
Buenas noches, my friend. Are we in Cuba, Andy?
Top left-hand corner. Oh, yes.
Top left-hand corner.
Brilliant. So, I mean, now, this is great because you've gone to... You're at a place where I've been in the past.
Really? Oh, excellent.
Which is incredibly rare. That never happens. This is the first time that's happened. So, here you are in Cuba. Why are you there, first of all?
Well, next year is the 500th anniversary of Havana. It was founded in 1519. So they're pushing very hard to try and let the world know about Havana and indeed about Cuba, you know, because it is a bit of a complex history here, and it is a little bit challenging technology-wise, but I've found it absolutely fascinating because it's the first time I've been here, and, you know, it's everything and more than I expected it to be.
Okay, so they're trying to raise its profile. I mean, yes. Most people who have the wherewithal, I suppose, and the means to travel to Cuba will have heard of Cuba, but will have very particular ideas about what it is like. I always think the preconceptions of the island are what it's fighting against.
Yeah, it's first of all, it's the largest island in the Caribbean. I mean, it is extraordinarily big, and it's 1,000 miles long or wide, pretty much. You know, it's next to Jamaica, or just above Jamaica, and near Haiti and the Dominican Republic. But it's obviously just 90 miles from Florida. And you know, it's just got this incredible history. And I never realized, actually, but it was such an important island back in the day. I mean, the colonial Spanish used it, really, as the place where they transported all the treasures they took from Latin America back to Spain. So all the ships stopped and filled up here in Cuba before it went back to Spain. So it was considered to be the big place. And because of that, you've got this extraordinary colonial architecture in Havana, which is, you know, really something. And what they've been doing is been spending a lot of time renovating a lot of this old town, which you've probably seen some of those pictures of it crumbling away.
Mm.
And in a way, you know, it's very, very, you know, very characteristic of the place, and it's got the atmosphere. But they've done a remarkable job in renovating a lot of the old town now, in readiness for this festival next year when it's you know, it's all going to kick off the 500th year. So, and to do that, because it's UNESCO protected, you know, you can't just stick a load of old bricks and make it up sort of up to date. They've got to use all the original tiling. They've got to go right back and find the original stonework.
Wow.
And it takes an extraordinary amount of time to make these old buildings back to how they were, you know. So it's really something, you know, really is something. And I was concerned, you know, walking through the streets, it's a ridiculously safe country to be in. Probably, I think it was voted the safest country in the Caribbean.
The one thing about Havana that is worth remembering is, like, as a city... You think of like a cities of equivalent size, and one of the things, about 2 million people live in Havana, and every year it gets about 1 million tourists on top of that. I mean, it's a huge influx of it. So tourism is enormously important to the city as well as the island, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's the biggest income they have. And they're trying really hard, and the resorts outside of Havana, I went to Valadero, which is the nearest kind of beach resort to Havana, and that's really lovely. There's beautiful resorts and white beaches, turquoise seas. So you can, I guess, do two types of kind of holidays. You could do the Havana bit, and then you could sort of spend a few days relaxing by the beach too, up in Valadero, where I am. So it's got everything, really. And for me, the rum, the cigars, and the music of Havana and Cuba generally is just something else. It really is.
Very much a typical Andy Mossack trip, isn't it? Because you've got, you know, nice music, rum and cigars. I mean,
yes, exactly.
Your average Thursday night, Andy.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Thursday night, and... I've got all that to look forward to tonight, actually. It's really good. But the funny thing is, when they talk about music, I went to see the Buena Vista Social Club last night.
Oh, yeah.
And there's still two of the guys in it, fantastic. They're really, really something else. They really are. You know, they did almost 2 hours of these wonderful rhythms, and they can really play. And the place was rocking, you know, and they're touring Cuba right now, and they're just wonderful. You know, the congas. And it's not just them. I mean, if you can turn up, there's a salsa band in every bar, practically, you know. You've got a stand-up bass, a pair of congas, guitar and percussion. What else do you need, you know? It's fantastic. Really good. And I don't know if you got to see some of the sites in Havana when you were here, but I found the Museum of the Revolution, for instance, fascinating.
Mm.
Did you go to that?
I didn't go to that one.
It's the old presidential palace.
Wow.
And really, you know, it's really kind of an homage to Che Guevara and Fidel Castro. And it's the whole thing is all about really how they came to overturn the Batista dictatorship. Mm. And there's bullet-ridden vehicles, all kinds of stuff in the sort of the yard of the place, which is real history, yeah. Living history. And they've got Batista's office there. You know,
wow.
Just frozen in time. And this is where Nixon sat and Churchill, places like that. You know, I do get a bit of a frisson when I go to somewhere like that. And pride of place, of course, is the little boat where Fidel came from Mexico with 80 of his men to start the revolution. So that's kind of sort of revered here, that little boat called Grandma.
One of the most fascinating things I did when I was in Cuba, we're going back way over 10 years. It's a while ago that I went there. It's like, you know, it's a 9-hour flight. So you get there and, you know, it's the closest bit of the Caribbean really to America. And so you do see the old cars and you see the old sort of 1950s culture because of, you know, the whole political thing. But I was talking to... I think he was like a curator in a museum, and we were talking in a bar, and it was the most fascinating sort of 2-hour conversation with this guy, because he ended up telling me and listing all of the ways they tried to assassinate Castro down the years. And it's the most jaw-dropping set of circumstances, like exploding cigars and poison hats and all sorts of, in the amount of money that was spent on this. But he was sitting there telling me about it. I mean, Cuba is changing slowly, but it is changing. I mean, is it more open now? Are we starting to see sort of modern American cultural influence yet?
Well, you can't say the American culture because, you know, I mean, you can't even say Americano coffee, really, because that they sort of give you a funny look. but, you know, politics aside, yeah, it is. It's doing some remarkable stuff is taking place. I mean, I went to this wonderful place called the Fabrica, and it's a mixture of modern art, photography, music and food in this old vegetable oil factory.
Oh,
you know,
I'm there with you.
Sort of, you could say in London it would, or Leeds, for instance, would be hipsterville, you know. But I think over here it's something quite different, and they've not, you know, it's brand new for them.
Yeah.
But brilliantly done, and I think what a great concept. You know, you've got all these different rooms with these different types of art in it, and that was good. The American cars are still here, but they're mainly taxis now. But they're great old beasts. They're wonderful to have a ride around in. And the Tropicana nightclub is still here, exactly the same club as it was in the 50s, and they're still doing shows, so that's good. The old Bacardi building, the original Bacardi rum factory is here, beautiful Art Deco place.
Wow.
And the Malecón, which is that lovely sort of place where you just, an escalade, where you walk around the town, you know, around the old town, that's what they do at night.
Okay.
They stroll around and these lovely salsa bands are playing, and it's... You know, it's just fantastic. Just, you know, I'm knocked out with the place. And the other thing they do, I must remember that, then you forgot. They've got these things called paladars now, which is quite new. And it's basically, a paladar is like a family-run restaurant. So it's a sort of a family house, and then they've operated restaurants from it. And so you, effectively, it's part of their homes, but they offer food, and you can go there, and it's a sort of a... an alternative to the state-run restaurants in Havana.
How cool.
All around Cuba, really. And so you get some real authentic food. Beautiful beef and pork and chorizo and shrimp and lobster.
Oh.
At bargain prices, Russ. What can I say?
Yeah.
Good value.
There it is. I mean, have a wonderful time for the rest of your time over in Cuba, and enjoy singing and drinking and dancing and eating, Andy.
I will indeed.
Do you know Havana's got plenty of twin towns, Andy?
I was waiting for this.
Oh!
Are they Spanish, by any chance?
They're from all over the world, believe it or not.
Come on, then.
Now it is twinned. I'll say this: it's twinned with Barcelona, with Madrid, and Seville in Spain. Mm. It's also twinned with Rotterdam in the Netherlands.
Wow.
Yeah, Rotterdam. St. Petersburg, obviously a Russian place. Tehran in Iran. Yeah, oh yes. Bogota in Colombia.
Okay.
Beijing and Glasgow.
Of course.
There it
Why
is.
Not?
It shares the climate with Glasgow. I think.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful time, my friend. Lovely to hear from you. And when will you be next on? A couple of weeks?
Next week, mate. Next week.
Next week? Oh, your air miles are going through the roof.
I know. Time doesn't stand still for me.
It doesn't. Tempus fugit, Andy. You have a wonderful time. Take care.
All right. Take care. See you.
Bye-bye, my friend. Having a fabulous old time in Havana in Cuba. Fly there from most airports. He'll fly into Havana. Might be worth it. He had me at the word food, to be honest. Half hour of power will come the other side of George Ezra and this.